T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Wade Smith and Travis Johnson filling in for Clint Sterner in the show. Football of Four is right up our alley, though. We haven't talked about football that much in this show.
At all today.
This is Major League Baseball. You know, they back run turning back to sports. But we want to talk about the Texans and the fact that they offered full refunds to season ticket holders, and we'll try to get to that. But this breaking news just dropped from the NFL saying that they're cutting 2 preseason games. So that the first game is gone and the last game is gone. So games 1 and 4 will not be played this year. Somebody on the text line sent me a very logical thought, and it said that the reason why they cut out that 4th preseason game is so that teams could test guys after the 2 preseason games that they do play are played and get themselves prepared for the actual regular season. So they have enough time to go through that entire procedure and process. I guess that makes sense.
They need more people. I don't believe it. Because end of the day is there's anywhere from seven to 10 days in between your last preseason game and the first regular season game anyway.
This is true.
And if you're gonna get the test, you're gonna push the test. Right now, what better time than okay, they play the 4 games, boom. Now we test who are all the guys we need to test. Matter of fact, we'll not only test the guys on active rosters, I mean the 53, mm-hmm. at the end of cuts, but we'll also test all the guys who get cut that day. Just so the teams know, like, hey, you're negative, so make sure you stay negative so when we call back, we can give you a job.
I'm going to call you. But don't ever get the coronavirus.
No.
Because then I ain't going to call you.
Yeah, I ain't going to call you.
Okay?
I ain't going to call you.
That's important.
Talking about she look like Freddie Jackson.
I tell you what. Listen, this is the thing, though, with the NFL and the 7 to 10 days that you were talking about. From the perspective of the league, I can kind of see you want to have your best guys available to play, right? So if you take that last week out, now you have an extra week. That 2-week coronavirus quarantine is what's necessary. I'm pretty sure that's the protocol they're going to put in place. You have to be quarantined for 2 weeks, and then if you test negative, you can play. So if you take that extra week away, now you can guarantee – you have a better chance of guaranteeing that everybody's ready for the first game of the season. So from that perspective, I can see it. That makes sense. But I would much rather them say, you know what, let's get rid of these first 2 preseason games. In those 2 weeks that they have off, they can focus on practicing and making sure they have a good product put together and ready to play when the season gets here. Because you give a bye week going into the season, what is that first week of the season going to look like? You know what I mean? I don't know how guys are going to be able to adjust and adapt to that, because that's weird. You finish the preseason and now you got two weeks to the first game.
Yeah. And now you know it's Now, you remember how we used to say, man, coaches had this meeting. It's a babysitting meeting we got today.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it'd be a random off day, and they'd be like, hey, we need you to check in by 1.
Yeah.
Like, dude, or check in by 5. Like, dude, stop babysitting me, bro. It's going to be a lot of babysitting going on this year.
It's going to be a lot of babysitting, probably by franchises that normally don't babysit. If you are part of the Belichick tree, the Bill Parcells tree, those coaches from that coaching tree, notorious babysitters.
Yeah.
If you're from the Bill Walsh tree, Shanahan tree, for the most part, they're not babysitting anything. I played half of my career under one tree and half of my career on the other tree. Now, if you're a veteran guy, if you got to do what you're supposed to do, you hate being under the Belichick tree because it's like, why are you babysitting me? But your teammates that need babysitting, you get better results out of those guys because they can't get into as much mess as they would otherwise.
Yeah.
But if you're in a situation, if you're a veteran guy, you do things the right way and you're under that Bill Walsh, Shanahan, Kubiak type tree, you're going to be like, this is love. They let me do my job. They give me my assignment. I go home and do it, come back and perform. And if I do so, I'll continue to be here and we'll have success. So it'll be interesting to see if those more lax franchises continue along that same way. I highly doubt it. Everybody's going to be babysitting this year.
Especially
in the NFL.
When you think about, like, remember, like, Andy Reid notoriously gives an entire week off during the bye week.
Yeah.
Like, for guys, like, hey, go home, beat your family.
See you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday.
Yeah, see you next Tuesday.
You know what I'm saying? Now, they'll be like, hey, guys, we're going to have movie night this week. It's mandatory.
You're going to be driving movie because you, yeah. I mean, you had to go. There's a lot of variations that these teams are going to have to figure out and work with. But yeah, they're going to come up with a multitude of ways.
I think that
to keep these guys under wraps.
You know what would be? What would be a cool, cool, cool weekend?
What's that?
Is and you know what? We can see if we can get this set up like for maybe one of the foundation days or just one of the days to where we like an ambassador week where we have a drive-in at the stadium. And you
do they have a flat wall at the stadium that you can do the drive-in on? What wall would they use?
What you mean? They use the big screen.
Oh, you want to do the drive-in in the actual stadium?
Yeah.
You gonna drive cars in there?
Yeah. You forget the field comes in and out.
So they'll drive. Oh, I like this idea. Yeah.
I like this kind of party, baby.
Yeah, it's a concrete field.
When I think going inside the field, I think to myself, oh, it's turf in there. But then when you mention that, oh, yeah.
The concrete gets removed.
You see that all the time. You're walking through the – I like where you're going. This might come to fruition.
Yeah.
Elaborate on this.
I was just saying, like, I think it'd be a good –
What movie?
That's a great question.
It's a great question. I think, in my opinion, I think it has to be a blockbuster. It has to be one that's...
Hold on, let me stop you. Bridget, do you know where Blockbuster is?
Yes. Okay, I'm not that young. I loved Blockbuster. I got to go to Blockbuster. We'd go Friday night.
Okay.
Me and my brother would get one piece of candy.
Okay.
I had a little thing on my keys even, the little thing where you scanned
that's
it.
Legit.
I'm not that young. I'm still a 90s baby.
Okay.
So, I mean, it would have to be, I think, one of those movies that it's supposed to release in the movies. But it's like it's got a lot of upside, and then but if you can't put it in the movies, you know what? How about we put it in the stadium?
So like a private screening.
A private screening, but we use the money. But like we raise money for Reading with the Pros, or we raise money with it's just something.
Let's go to some charity. It might be for COVID-19 relief.
COVID-19 relief.
Are they gonna allow? Regular people,
I think it'd be a deal with the fans, with a couple. You know, it might be a couple players in there, but the fans come in there. You drive in a certain. So
what you do is you got to open up the roof.
Open up the roof.
So now you stay in the compliance with the state of Texas, right?
Yeah.
Open up the roof. You can have 25%, maybe 50% capacity in there. Social distancing.
Yeah, exactly.
Pay your money for your ticket. Come in and watch the movie.
But then not just that.
What
you also. If you're talking about capacity in the stands.
Yeah, in the stands. Utilize the stands.
You can utilize the stands, but I would also love for our VIPs
yes.
to drive into the place.
Indeed.
Our VIPs drive into the place before everybody started getting let in, so the exhaust would come out inside the roof. You know what I'm saying? You
so
drive
really,
in there.
You're really deep diving and going into the nuances.
Yeah, you drive in there.
I can appreciate this, Trey.
And then you park, so depending on what time you come in, you pull in a certain way. So it's not a bunch of parallel parking. It's just boom, boom, boom. Okay, you there?
Yeah.
Pop open your sunroof or look through your roof, put the seat back, watch it on big screen on this side, watch it on big screen on this side, and you got the whole stadium speakers as your speaker for the movie.
Yeah.
The question is what movie? I think we got to see what's the next biggest movie to come out. You know, it might be a Marvel. If you're talking about.
I think Black Widow was supposed to come out.
Black Widow's supposed to come out, or
but it got delayed because of COVID.
Or you think Black Panther 2?
I think that's supposed to be next year.
Yeah, so
that's
when
a long
that,
way.
Like,
we're trying to get
way.
Some popping in the next month or two.
I don't know what is going to drop, but yeah. I think if we could find one of those movies where you tell AMC, listen, we'll give you guys one of these. If there's going to be an even exchange
it's for charity. Yeah. You can write it off on your taxes.
Write it off, exactly.
Deduct that thing, man.
Come through.
It's for the kids.
I think
COVID-19 relief. I like this idea. Hey.
Hopefully Greg Grissom or Candace is listening. Somebody take it. I'm thinking
higher up. I'm talking about like Vandermeer.
Yeah, of course.
He's probably listening. You know what I mean? These type of people, they can make things. Have Jamie Roots. You hear this? I like this idea.
But you know, if those people are listening, hopefully the people that's next to him all the time are listening and be like, man, guess what Wade and Travis said?
Don't put my name first. This was your idea. I'm definitely co-signing.
Because I
want to give you your credit. This is a great idea,
and
I love everything about it.
Yeah, Travis and Wade. It don't matter to me. I don't need the credit. I'm just saying my thing is that I think we have the platform. Two, I think it's another event that you would love to see. And if you're in the car, I think people are more inclined because they're not on top of people.
Yeah.
They're not, and then not just that, you pop the windows open, you can plug your phone up. And if you want to, at the same time, you can have if it's a scary movie, right? Which I don't know about scary movies, if it's scary or not.
I don't think it could be anything over like PG-13.
Yeah, right? PG-13, okay, yeah. Cool. But if it wasn't a scary movie, or if it was a scary movie, you could put everybody zoom in and put their phone on mute or whatever. So then it could be like on the Texans page.
Yeah.
That you watch the reactions of everybody jumping or if it's a Marvel movie, you remember the first time you saw the end game, you was like, dude.
Spoiler alert. But
dude.
Yeah.
Dude.
Listen, when they all clicked up at the end.
Yeah, you was
I
like.
I still get chills to this day when I see it. I get chills. Somebody tweeted that the other day. I saw that. I said, man, to me, that is one of the greatest moments in cinematic history.
I agree.
It was amazing.
I agree.
Avengers Assemble. Let's get it. Let's just get it popping.
I agree. And I think that'd be a great deal. I think that'd be awesome if we could put that together.
It'd be a great way to bring the city together. One thing to bring the city together, sports. Astros, yeah. Texans. Come up with a way. So maybe it'll happen. Maybe it won't. If they're not listening right now, you can always listen on radio.com app. Listen back, play it back from the beginning, and see if we can make this thing happen. Now, speaking of the Texans have offered full refunds to season ticket holders. That means that right now they can say, hey, they got an email sent out to say, hey, if you guys want to defer your season tickets to next year, 2021, you can do that. If you want to hold tight on them to them right now, we're going to do everything we can to try to get you in the stadium. You can do that. Or we just give you money back. Like, what does that say to you about the Houston Texans as an organization?
I think it speaks to how top-notch we are. You know, that's one of the biggest things. If, you know, I go back and, you know, playing for certain people and playing in certain organizations. When I left here, now don't get me wrong, I enjoyed playing for the Chargers. It was a great organization, great people around there. But it might have been the cheapest.
Food was trash.
It was the cheapest organization ever.
Yes.
Ever. Like, we literally didn't have a kitchen.
You had somebody come in and cater the meal every day, huh?
Yeah, and he was catering for free. So he was getting tickets in exchange for coming to cook his meals.
He was trading tickets in the suite.
Yeah.
For all his food.
For his food. You know what I'm saying? Season tickets, basically, right? And so the D-line.
Barter system, baby.
Oh, yeah. But the D-line, what we would do is pick a different restaurant. So, like, say, for instance, if y'all the O-line, right, there's more y'all than is us.
Yeah.
Anyway, I played in 3-4, so, you know, you're only keeping, what, seven guys, really. You know what I'm saying?
7-8 at the most, yeah.
At the most. So, it's my day, I pick the restaurant. And I have make sure I call them early and say, this is what we want. It's my day to pay. And so, basically, I mean, that was taking money from us.
Yeah.
But we were eating what we wanted to eat.
Right.
Opposed
but
to
the
having,
organization didn't put the best foot forward to take care of their guys.
Swordfish is on the menu every week, bro. I'm like,
I never tasted swordfish.
It tastes like a steak. Like, it's dry. Like, it tastes like you got it. Like, they just fished it out the ocean, which is great.
Yeah.
But it didn't cost you nothing. You just fished it out the ocean. You decided to cut it up and give it to us with Like, the only good thing over there was breakfast. Now, breakfast was fire. It's hard to mess breakfast up. But
I tell you what, man. Listen, to me, the fact that they offer full refunds to season ticket holders, that's legit. That tells you what type of organization you're dealing with the Texans. Not everybody is going to do that. There's going to be other organizations that do that. I think those organizations, you can tell, one, they're in a good place financially that they're able to do that, but also they're willing to take that hit for a lot of their people that are taking hits right now due to the coronavirus. So salute them for that. Now, listen, Trap.
Yo.
I was not going to have a Smitty and Trap, not show, but fill in without getting a story time with Trap. We're going to do that next. Filling in once again for Clint Sterner in the show. I'm Wade Smith, joined by my guy Travis Johnson. Shout out to Bridget Falcone holding us down on the ones and twos. Shout out to my guy Travis that does what he does, getting us ready for this show today. And before the break, I mentioned that I was not going to go 4 hours talking with Travis Johnson without doing a story time with Trap, because I tell you what, Trap tells the best stories. I mean, he has a story for everything. He's come across so many different people. He's lived about 3 lives. Like the life that I lived my entire NFL career, he lived that life before he made it to college. Yeah, I mean, he went to the Playboy Mansion while he was like in the 11th grade.
Yeah.
I mean, you've been living.
Sophomore year.
Sorry. I didn't mean to shortchange you there. Sorry. Yeah, you were a sophomore. Year. Yeah. I mean, were you even driving yet, Trap?
No, I wasn't.
Wasn't even driving, but went to the Playboy Mansion. Everybody has different experiences in life.
It's not about what you know. It's about who you know.
It's about who you know. And you know a lot of people. So I just wanted to give you the floor, give you opportunity to just tell us a story, man. I would like to hear a story from Trap.
No, you know, I was debating this whole time, like, what should I tell? What should I go with? Man, I'm going to tell you about a time, man, where, you know, in college, you know, you go and eat anything. This when you got an iron gut or so you think, you know what I mean? But
yeah.
I'm lactose intolerant, you know what I mean? So
I feel like this is going to be a really relatable story, but
so
keep going.
I'm lactose intolerant. So we eat at this place called Barn Hills Buffet in Tallahassee.
That sounds like it's good.
Oh, it was delicious.
That sounds like it's,
hey, mucho delicioso. Of course.
Okay, Dora. Hit him up.
I mean, it was absolutely delicious.
Barn Hills.
So we go to Barn Hills, man. We eating. They had a milkshake that day that they were making back there. And I love some strawberry milkshake. Oh yeah. So we had mac and cheese. We had the whole nine.
Hold on, you lactose intolerant and you love strawberry milkshake?
I love strawberry milkshake.
I can feel like there's going to be an issue.
Yeah. So I'm sitting there like, so you know, the whole plan was the fellas, we're going to go to Barn Hills, and we're going to go to Governor Square. Because Governor Square was the name of our mall. It was always jumping. It was chicas everywhere. You know what I'm saying? So we was like, man, we're going to eat, and we're going to go to Governor's. So we go to Governor's, and the worst part is we pull up at Governor's, right? And the guy, we riding with Mario Henderson.
Okay.
Who ended up getting drafted by the Raiders, played tackle in the league for a few years.
Yeah.
So Gunner's like a freshman, sophomore, but he's driving. He got a little 1970 Bubba Lye Chevy, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So we riding with Gunner.
How deep?
We about 4 deep.
4 deep, okay.
About 4 deep, all right? Gunner get an accident in the parking lot. At Governor Square, yeah. So we sitting there like, he got a little fender bender.
Was it his fault?
No, somebody backing out of spot and wasn't paying attention. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So we sitting there chilling. We sitting there. All of a sudden, man, my gut started blue. I said, oh, my goodness. I got a nanny real fast, man. Like, I'm sitting there.
Yeah,
like,
the what?
Like, the nanny real fast. You know what I'm saying?
A nanny?
Yeah, like, I'm
talking about the people that take care of your kids when you go out of town?
I was going to nanny on myself. Like, I was.
Oh, nanny.
Yeah, so I was like, man, oh, my stomach going. So I'm starting to sweat. So you know when you get that, you know when it's really like there?
Yeah.
And it's about the turtle head.
The turtle head
and like.
Everybody can relate to the turtle head.
And
everybody can relate to the turtle head. I don't care who you are right now. You listening, you riding in your car, you're at the crib, you're at work. You can relate to the turtle head.
So I'm sitting in the car, man. I'm sitting in the front seat and I'm sweating, bro. I'm sweating like a Hebrew slave, bro. I sweat full, right? So I'm like, I'm literally like, I'm sweating, and I said, hey, man, I got to go use the bathroom, dog. I swear I got to go use the bathroom. So I'm like, I'm going to run inside real fast. So I run inside. I don't even know what music that was, dog.
Bridget like, trying to throw you off, Chad.
She trying to throw me off.
She trying to throw you off, Chad.
She tried to demolition man me with the commercials with the old school commercials and songs.
Your ass is almost out of here.
Yeah, I was almost out of here that day.
Yeah.
So I'm sweating, I go to the first bathroom, the door lock. Actual door locked to the bathroom.
Oh, that's the worst feeling because when you get close, it gets worse.
Oh yeah,
it's like your mind is like, oh yeah, it's time to let it go.
Yeah.
So you got to the door and it was locked.
It was locked. So then I knew where the other bathroom was. I'm in Macy's, right?
Yeah.
I knew where the other bathroom was, and I go over there and they only got one stall that you can nanny in, right?
Mm-hmm.
Handicap stall, and the door locked on the stall.
Somebody in there?
So I'm pulling it. I'm knocking like, "Hey man, who in there? Come on out!" And all I heard was, "Err!" I said, "Oh no, dog!" I was like, "Hey man, stop playing, man! I gotta use the bathroom for real. I swear, I gotta use the bathroom, dog." All of a sudden, man, I kind of like gather myself. A dude in a wheelchair, like, wheels himself past me. I dang near push him over to get in the bathroom.
Bruh.
Dog.
How you gonna force the handicapped man out the stall, Trap?
I ain't forcing him out. Trust me, he was finished doing what he's doing. I walk in this dang stall, almost threw up before I, dog. It was stuff everywhere in this bathroom, dog. Oh, man. I was like, you know what? Time for me to go. I went and found another bathroom and almost killed myself.
You didn't have to go that bad. If you were able to get that close to the finish line and then reverse course, you had to go that bad.
If you saw, matter of fact, you see that picture of that kid the other day with the blowout, with the diaper blowout?
No. Hold on. It was on Twitter or something like that?
Yeah, all on his head every day.
I saw a baby one.
He had a blowout in the bathroom, and there was no, like, you know how you ever get in a nasty bath? I don't know, Bridget, tell me. I know girls, because girls' bathroom, 9 times out of 10, girl bathroom nastier than the guy's bathroom.
Is this true or untrue?
Am I really getting brought into this story time? No, I'm just kidding.
Girls' bathroom.
No, I've been in some pretty bad. Okay, so Bourbon Street, I'd say they're pretty comparable, girls and men's restrooms. Yeah. But on average, I would say women's bathrooms are much cleaner because we're a cleaner species.
I've dipped into a female bathroom, but I also know I've also been in there where when everybody's copping a squat, they ain't got no aim going. It's just be.
Well, so this is the thing though, Trap. We were on the Smitty and Trap show probably a year ago around this. It was at night.
Yeah.
And I had the same thought that Bridget just said. I said, you know what? Women's bathrooms are cleaner than men's bathroom. The text line was like, Smitty, somebody done told you wrong. Somebody done told you wrong. Women's bathrooms
are filthy,
are atrocious. Yeah. They are filthy. And when they go into them, they feel like, you know, these girls don't have no home training. And I was flabbergasted. I was taken aback. Like, are you serious? Because, you know, you expect a woman to be cleanly, and this is not the case apparently. That's what I was told. Maybe the text line lied to me.
My thing is,
women, that's what they told me.
Women's bathroom at the house, like my wife's bathroom, is cleaner than mine.
Yeah, of course.
But at the same time,
you just stunned it right there.
No, what?
Her bathroom is cleaner than mine.
I mean, it's his and hers. You got his and hers. Hey,
toilet, bro. We sharing. Sharing is caring on the toilet.
Okay, man, listen, man. I'm regular, man. I go 3 times a day, man. So it's like if I ain't.
What do you say? You nanny?
I nanny 3 times a day. Like
where did that term come from, nanny? I've never heard that before in my life. Somebody on the text line said they had never heard of a turtle head.
A turtle head? Never. Bridget messing with me now, dog. I swear for God, man. I swear for God. Dog, you never heard of a turtle head before.
This is my fault.
Text line.
Oh yeah.
9551 said never heard of turtle head. I've never heard of somebody that's never heard of turtle head.
No, but I can explain what.
But Bridget, you know what we're talking about, right?
You know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
exactly. Travis knows what we're talking about.
We got a big family full of a lot of guys. So.
Every human being outside of somebody who might born with a colostomy bag, They know what a turtle head is.
So that was the story time with you.
Oh, yeah, man. I end up making it, seeing what I saw. It literally reversed course, but I did end up using it like a few minutes later. But it was just like, now if you saw that bathroom, to this day, I've never seen nothing like it.
Barnes Hills was hidden, though.
Barnes Hills was fire.
What's the best thing to eat at Barnes Hills?
That mac and cheese was fire.
Is mac and cheese like the one side dish that there's like 412 different ways you can make it, and yeah, it'll be fire in 412 different ways?
But you can't screw it up.
You can screw it up, but I haven't tasted bad mac and cheese in a long, long, long time.
So
I've been very fortunate to be around people that know what the hell they're doing when it comes to making mac and cheese.
So I will say this. This was my last year in the league, and my wife and them, they were in Houston for Thanksgiving. And my sister's boyfriend at the time, my mom was setting the menu. Was like, hey, you make this. My sister had a boyfriend, new boyfriend. She's like, hey, his mom wanted to make the mac and cheese. And my wife was like, dude, Thanksgiving's my favorite holiday. You screw up, they screwed this mac and cheese, I'm gonna be mad.
Yeah.
Well, this lady made this mac and cheese. It had like a crust on it. Like it was like breadcrumbs sprinkled on top.
Okay.
And my wife was pissed because it was trash.
They put the crust on it and it was still trash.
Yeah, it was absolute trash because my mama made the best mac and cheese I ever had in my life, and I make that mac and cheese myself.
There's one franchise that I think got the right recipe to make some damn good mac and cheese and go on a playoff run. We'll talk about that franchise next. Sitting here with my guy Travis Johnson. I'm Wade Smith, filling in for Clint Sterner in the show, Ron the show Hughley, that guy.
So this is the Smitty and Trap show.
So right now, you got Smitty and Trap, Bridget holding us down on the ones and twos. And the NBA is back as well. They're going to the bubble. They're tooling up to make their trip down there to Orlando to get into that bubble. I think the NBA is doing it the right way, where they're sequestering everyone in three different hotels. And based off of your record, you know, the top teams are going to get the top flight hotel. And then so on and so forth from that. But you got to think, these are still nice hotels. These are Disney hotels on Disney property. So all of them are nice for the most part. I haven't been to or seen a Disney hotel that wasn't nice. So they're putting everybody in their little bubbles. But there's a team there that I think has all the ingredients to go on a title run. And right now they're sitting at 6 in the Western Conference. And this team, of course, I'm talking about is the Houston Rockets. Now, the Houston Rockets are a team right now that it's either going to be feast or famine.
Mm-hmm.
If they win the first round of the playoffs, they're coming out of the West.
Mm-hmm. What?
You hear what I said? If they win the first round of the playoffs, they're coming out of the West.
Over who?
Whoever ends up there. You got to understand now, Chap. The reason why I say this is this. There's a lot of reasons why I say this, but you got to understand the scenario that you're putting together in Orlando is about as unique as you can come up with.
Fact.
The fact that the two LA teams, because if we'd have talked about the NBA 4 months ago,
mm-hmm,
if things would have went on like normal, there was no coronavirus, I would have been like, the Rockets don't have a chance. They can't beat the two teams from LA. They just can't. Everybody else they match up well against, but they can't beat those two teams.
Yeah.
Part of that was because they was going to have to go on the road and get at least one dub. Ain't no going on the road to LA. There is no home court advantage in this bubble.
Yeah.
And so because of that, now you're just saying, okay, what teams match up better than the other ones, and which teams are going to be able to thrive in an environment that is not conducive to them being at a disadvantage? The Rockets will not be at the fact that they might be a 6 seed, a 4 seed, or whatever it may be, it's not going to be to their detriment.
But at the same time, you got to remember, you said they just didn't match up well against the Lakers and
on the road.
They didn't match up well on the road. You got to remember, these dudes, we playing small ball. They 6'5 across the board, whatever.
They got a 6'7, 6'8 in there.
Man, listen, regardless, it's coming out the West. If coming out the West, it's going to be a team out of L.A. Out of the 3-2-3, out of the 2-1-3, out of the 3-1-0, it's going to be a team come out of L.A. the West.
Travis, if we was talking about three months ago, I'd be right there with you.
I'm not saying you know, here's the thing is, there's been no practices for how long?
I don't know. It's been about 3 months.
About three months since they got real practice in. Okay.
We've seen some
sports. Them guys.
March. Remember, we were here when it all fell down.
What was funny is that when we did the, when Bridget did the breaking news earlier, I kind of had like a
flashback.
I had a flashback, but it was like a post.
PTSD.
It was like PTSD. Like, I'm like,
bro, we had at least 15 breaking news.
The entire day.
Over that like a 2 day span. It was like 15 times it was breaking news.
It was, in one night, it was like at least 10 or 11.
Yeah.
Yeah, in one night, it was 10 or 11. I think it started out with I think it was the Ivy League one who kicked everything off.
Nah, I think the first was Rodeo, bro. Was it? Well, maybe it was the Ivy
League. It was Ivy League game. The Ivy League
right.
started it, remember?
You're right.
And then all of a sudden, it
when
came
the rodeo
back.
Happened, though, that's when I sent a text to my wife and said, hey, you need to go to the grocery store. It got real.
It just got real.
I didn't say it that way. I said it a little different way, but I can't say it that way. I was like, it got real.
Nanny just got real.
Nanny just got real. Go to the grocery store. We got to tool up.
No question.
But the Rockets.
I still, listen, my thing is, it's good for them because they got a lot of younger bodies than normal. You know, I think it's good for them to make a hard, fast push. But if you wasn't playing defense before, and I know here you're going to pull up the defensive stats and what they did, what they didn't do.
When have you known me to be a number
guy? You're right.
I'm not Jeremy Branham.
Oh, yeah. True.
I'm not going to bring out the numbers.
Okay.
That's my boy, but he's going to bring the stats. I'm not going
to
bring
those. Time for you to have an opportunity to win some free steak burgers and custard.
You know what I'm saying? That's JB's thing.
So here's my thing. One thing is defense is about is knowing the guys around you, right?
Yeah.
That's what defense is about, knowing the guys around you. Mm-hmm. Offense, you can go out there and one-on-one ball them to death in basketball. And really, if it's no fans and it's on TV and if it's in, you know, if it's at Wide World and they playing on those courts like it's AAU tournament all over again, that's all it's going to turn into.
I feel like that Russell Westbrook, James Harden, and the X Factor that had an interview today on Zoom call, the X Factor, Eric Gordon, is going to be the difference for the Rockets this year.
I always make it tough on myself to bring it, you know, every single game, you know, even in the playoffs. I definitely don't like to let down. I always bring it to the table, but it's all about us collectively as a team, you know. I just know when I do well, of course, for sure the team does well, and I want to do well every single game. And I just want to do that and be consistent with that at all times.
Playoffs.
I mean,
did you hear what he just said? When I do well, we do well. That's the truth. But this will be for some good stats. But Eric Gordon,
that's like saying, hey man, when it's raining outside, it's wet.
What?
Like, of course, when you do well, the team does well.
That's not true. There's a lot of players on teams that have great seasons teams are trash. He's an X factor. Eric Gordon is an X factor. He's a guy that was hurt all through the regular season. Off and on. When he was on the court, they were a different ball club.
Yes.
He's fully healthy now. Plenty of time off. He's to the point now that he's lost a few pounds during this break. James Harden as well. I was about to call the offseason. Might as well.
It was 3 months.
Those dudes, to me, they're going to either lose in the first round because they don't start fast enough during these eight games, and they might end up being a seventh seed, and they might lose to one of the L.A. teams. But if they win that first game, if they beat one of the LA teams in that first game, that first round, the first series, they're going to go to the championship. Because to go from playing conventional basketball to playing against the Rockets is night and day. And if you're down a couple of games too quick, it's a wrap for you. And you got to think about it. There is no we lose the first game or two of the series and we get to go back home to recoup.
Yeah.
Everybody's in Orlando. There's no fans. Hotel. And to me, Russell Westbrook, James Harden, Eric Gordon, those are the type of guys that don't need a crowd to play good ball.
I mean, it's going to be – I think it's going to end up being street ball.
Exactly. Does LeBron strike you more as a street ball guy?
LeBron is a hell of a street ball guy.
You think so?
No question.
I've never seen him play outside before. I've never seen him hoop outside. I've seen Kobe do it. Yeah. I've seen Harden do it, Westbrook,
and he does it now. I mean, he goes over to UCLA. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I heard he go over to the Drew and get some playing in. You know what I'm saying? So,
Drew League, okay.
Yeah, so he getting some work in. You know, it's all a matter of, you know, just.
Drew League inside now, though, right?
Yeah, the Drew League.
Yeah, it ain't like it used to be.
Hey, but
I'm just saying, it's inside.
Drew League is still street ball, though, even though it's
you're
inside.
You're right, it's inside. You're
Drew
right about
League's
that.
Still street ball. I mean, the Rucker ain't what it used to be.
Yeah, and it's none of it's like
you know what I'm saying?
To
like, you got to remember, them boys used to knuckle up. Like, just like, you know what's crazy is, like, when you're here in Houston, the big game is T-Mac House on Tuesday night. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Tuesday night, it'll get big. A lot of guys who played in the league, it'll come around there and they get some hooping in.
Yeah.
In L.A., it was always, if it wasn't Drew League season, which is during the offseason, you know what I'm saying? If you wasn't at the Drew, you was at Pauley Pavilion. You was at UCLA campus, at their practice facility, or in the big spot, getting some hooping in. And it'll get crazy. I mean, with Michael Jordan, of course, we saw it on the thingy. Michael Jordan, he ended up taking all, because all of those guys, if you look back, all of those guys who was on there were West Coast guys unless they came into town for something. Like, all of those guys, because it's known.
You talking about when he's filming Space Jam?
When he's filming Space Jam. Like, it's known, like, during the offseason, you can catch a pickup game. You can catch a pickup game at the Pauley at any time of day.
Yeah.
Like, you go over there, and the pros, they spend all day over there playing at the Pauley Pavilion. You know what I mean? Now you see a lot more of them playing because a lot more of them have, you know, 24-hour fitnesses or whatever, have better courts now.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. In this playoffs, it's going to turn to street ball. I don't know if it's outside of being a super fan like we all are in this city. I don't know if people are going to enjoy, like, the pure basketballists. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think people are going to enjoy watching it. It's going to remind me of when Magic first came out of retirement. When Magic Johnson first came out of retirement and he dribbled the ball up the court, some of the younger guys who hadn't played, or really it was the second time he came out of retirement, some of the guys who hadn't played with him, they was just standing around watching Magic, go to work, do Magic, showtime, and nothing was getting done. You know, I just think that it's going to turn into that. It's going to decide who's going to be able to make, because in the game like this, you can make a couple stops. I think it'll change around the entire momentum.
Man, we've been talking up these Rockets, at least I have, and then get a Woj bomb to just hit. Go ahead and break the news this thing, Bridget.
Is here breaking news.
Adrian Wojnarowski.
Say that again.
Wojnarowski. How do you pronounce it?
Wojnarowski.
That's why we just call him. Just call him Woj bomb. Just call him Woj, because if you try to say his full name, it gets kind of dicey. Houston Rockets forward Thabo Sefolosha is opting out of Orlando restart, so sources tell ESPN. So, first round it is.
Bruh.
First round it is. Ain't
that a... So, I was right.
I could be right too if they lose in the first round.
Yeah, you're right. But
either way, slice it.
If first round is going to be.
I still stand by my statement. If they win the first round, they're coming out of the West.
I just, you know, it's just.
But that's tough. We don't know who, because Avery Bradley, we didn't get to this part of talking about your Lakers, and I know that we was going to get around to that.
JR.
But Avery Bradley is out of there.
He's out of there, and guess what? The Swish man is in.
Come on, this is.
Swish.
Are you really counting on JR?
Swish.
Are you really counting on this guy?
You know why?
Do you remember what he did?
I know, but you know
why? Do you remember the meme?
You know why?
Do you remember the meme?
Do you
look
know
at
why?
My arms right now, Trap. What are you doing? Hey,
you know why we can count on JR?
Why?
JR been home all year. He hungry.
What that mean?
JR, he want to get back in LeBron's good graces. He wants to be
He's
back
already
in
his good graces if he signed him up and he told him to come join his team.
Yeah, but you got to remember, he told him to join his team after somebody quit and said, I don't want to play because of the Rona.
Well, I mean.
He been available all year.
He has been available all year.
If you my dog, if Wade on the streets and I'm the man. I'm going to say, hey, man, we need Wade. Even if we don't need Wade.
Not if I ain't got it no more. Not if I tricked off one of the most important games.
He still got it. You just
in
got
franchise
it.
History.
He still got it. But you know what the problem is? It's always been with JR.
What's that?
It's in between his ears. Is he locked in?
But
now,
see,
all of a sudden, you got a short season as what? How many games are you talking about? 30?
No, it's eight games.
Eight games left. Then the 25 or 30 playoff games, whatever it is. 25 games.
If you play 30 playoff games, you...
I think it's 25 to win it, right?
You got to win 16 to win.
16. Okay, cool. Man, listen,
you got to win 16 to win.
So you talking about that? He's knowing I got a fresh JR who's in shape. Who, if JR ever gets hot, We all know JR's a streak. Not only is he a phenomenal athlete,
yeah,
but he's a very streaky shooter.
He's a streaky shooter, but he doesn't play defense anywhere near like Avery Bradley does. They don't need necessarily a shooter. They don't necessarily need a shooter. And so
he's gonna give you some time to spell your players, man.
We don't know all the players that are gonna opt out. There's been, you know, a significant number of guys here and there, especially teams that aren't that good. You got like the Brooklyn Nets, they have like six guys that have opted out. But the Rockets lose Cephalosha. He's a guy that was, you know, what, 8-9 in the rotation. So he was a guy that was going to get minutes, but he's not a deal breaker. And so I don't think he's going to make or break the Rockets. What's going to make or break the Rockets is, can they get out the first round? Can they win enough games in this first 8-game sprint to keep themselves in a position to where they're in those top 6 seeds and don't drop to 7? They got to play the Mavericks right out the chute. They lose that ball game, they're going to be in some trouble, because now you're battling. You're only half a game up on them, and you're going to put you in the 7th seed. If they struggle and end up in the 7th seed, to me that tells me they're not playing good ball in those 8 games.
Yeah.
And so going into the playoffs, if you're not playing well going into the playoffs against the Clippers, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
And so to me, that's where it stands. So Cephalosha is out. He's opted out. But
here's my question.
The Rockets, it still depends on what they do in their first round. It's going to be feast or famine from there. I don't see them being a team that wins the first round and then loses in the second round. I don't see that.
Here's my question. If you're the Lakers and you're the Clippers, are you hoping that the Rockets don't lose a game and stay in that 6th seed?
They don't want to see the Rockets in the first round.
When you
think about how awkward of a scenario you're going to have playing in a bubble and all the weapons that the Rockets have and the unorthodox way that they play with the small ball, like, that's not what you want to see off the shoot. Now, once you get your feet wet and you done got used to things, and maybe you don't care as much. They want the Mavericks there. The Mavericks are the team, or one of the other teams, maybe Denver or somebody, Utah or somebody like that has a struggle in these 8 games, and they drop down to number 7. If something, because there's only like 3 games separating the 6th seed and the 2 seed, or the 6th and the 3rd seed. Like, it's only a few games separating these teams. So guys can fall down in the standings. But they would much rather face one of those teams as opposed to facing the Rockets, because they know the Rockets have gone through growing pains throughout the season. But when you got Harden, you got Westbrook playing at a high level, and you got Eric Gordon back, That's not a lineup you really want to see. They get streaky. They can hit shots and put buckets up on anybody. And if you can do that, you can win a playoff series. And so the Clippers don't want to see that. The Lakers don't want to see that.
No, I don't think you want to meet the weakest link early on, just to get your confidence and get your movement back. Because even though they got 8 games left, I still don't think those 8 games. I mean, they're going to be used to kind of just gauge each other and get back together. But, yeah. Question, do you see so remember what Kyrie said about the playoffs and how he felt about it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Kyrie has that same feeling if him and KD were healthy? Or is he like, man, let's play some ball?
Man, I'm not going to Kyrie has an out there personality. He looks at things in a lot of people would say in a weird way. The whole flat earth stuff, it kind of takes a lot of his credibility away. If you're going to tell me that the earth is flat, I'm going to look at you like you're crazy. Like, you wasn't paying attention in any kind of classes. You know, you just didn't pay attention. So that is what it is. I understand questioning everything, but some things are facts. Like, hey, people are made up of, what is it, 90-whatever% water. I can't remember. I used to know at one point. But that is a fact. That's not something you can just say, oh, actually, it's not water. It's actually oxygen, and they just made it into water because they wanted to trick you and make it seem like it was a different thing. Nah, the earth is round. It's not flat. For him to say that, it takes a lot of his credibility away when he tries to come with stuff that is against the grain. In this case, with what's going on in the country today with social justice and police reform and things that guys are trying to get pushed through and just different changes coming in the country, there is something to be said for the fact that they're going to be in a bubble, not allowed to do some of the protesting and try to get changes made in the country. I can understand that sentiment. I do disagree with his tactics, though. I think it makes much more sense for you to actually play, go to the bubble, promote and push what you have on your agenda, while there's millions of eyes watching. To me, that makes way more sense than
it'll move the needle
on your own. Yeah.
It'll move the needle. And what do you say about the NBA saying that they, and I mean, we can talk about this after the break, they're going to lose, a $1 billion in revenue in the last, I guess, month or so that's left.
I tell you what, man, I don't know the exact numbers. I told you, I'm not a number guy. But I know there's a lot of money being lost by a lot of people and a lot of leagues and just people in general. That's why I want to see as many games played as possible. Of course, trying to figure out every way that you can stay safe to do it. But people, with all these businesses and franchises and everybody that's going on, people have jobs. And the more games they play, the more people work. And so I'm trying to get people to work. That's my whole thing. Get people to have opportunity to pay their mortgages and pay their rent and be able to put food on the table. And so if sports is the entity that can make that happen, I'm all for it. Now, it's about that time. 5 o'clock fire coming up next.
I'm out, man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.